The best two-player board games of 2026, ranked. Robert here, pull up a chair and let us sort the keeper from the shelf filler. It's the one I hand people when they say, we only ever play with each other. A half-hour drafting duel where three different ways to win are live at once, and you'll still be finding new lines on your 50th play. I've spent more years than I'll admit across a table from one other person, and I've learned that two-player games are their own strange, intimate art. There's nowhere to hide. No third player to soak up an attack, no alliance to broker, no kingmaker to blame. It's just you, them, and a knot of decisions getting tighter every turn. The great ones make that closeness the whole point. So I sat down with the 15 I keep coming back to, plus the deep end monsters I only break out for the committed, and sorted them into tiers with no hedging. S tier is buy it tonight. A tier is you'd be lucky to own any of these. B tier earns its spot, but carries an asterisk I'll name out loud. Every entry gets the discovery, the hot take, and the honest catch, because a ranking that won't tell you what's wrong with its own picks isn't worth the pixels. Here's where they all land, and exactly who each one is for. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What's the single best two-player game, and why is it Seven Wonders Duel? Let me not bury the lead I already gave you. Seven Wonders Duel is the closest thing this hobby has to a default answer, and it earned that the honest way by being better than everything around it for 15 years and counting. Here's the engine of it. You and your opponent draft cards from a shared, overlapping tableau, and the cruelty is built into the geometry. Every card you take is a card you've just denied them. There's no neutral pick. And while you're agonizing over that, three separate win conditions are running at once: straight victory points, a military track that can rout you off the board, and a science track where collecting six symbols ends the game on the spot. That's the magic and the menace. You can be quietly building a gorgeous point salad and lose in an instant because you weren't watching the other two tracks. The eternal question, do I take the card I want or the card they need, is the entire game, and it never stops being delicious. It's a quiet, heads-down think, not a laugh riot, but for two people who want one box to last a lifetime, this is it. The two ways you'll lose your first game: military route and six science symbols, are sudden death. They end the game with zero warning if you've never seen them. Before you start game one, physically point at both tracks. First timers always, always lose to the win condition nobody told them existed. The block is the strategy beginners optimize their own tableau. Intermediate players ask every single pick, is this better for me or worse for them? The denial is frequently worth more than the gain. Compete or cooperate. Sky team and the case for winning together. Not every two-player night should end with someone gloating and someone sulking. If your table runs hot when the competition gets personal, the answer isn't a better fight, it's a shared one. Sky team is the best two-player cooperative I've ever put on a table, and the trophy case agrees. It took the 2024 Spiel des Jahres, the overall game of the year, beating a field of much heavier games. You and your partner are pilot and co-pilot, landing a plane, silently slotting dice into the cockpit's altitude, brakes, flaps, and landing gear. 15 tense minutes, 21 real airport scenarios, and one rule that turns it from a puzzle into something close to telepathy: you cannot talk. That silence is the design. You learn to read your partner's hesitation, to infer from which dice they're holding back what they must be planning. It's the rare game that gets more intimate the better you get at it. Want a cooperative that's all words instead of dice? Codenames Duet rebuilds the party smash as a tense two-hander. You each see a different key card, so you trade one-word clues to find 15 agents before the timer or the assassin gets you. Different brain, same joy of winning as a team. Don't house rule the silence back in. The number one mistake new Sky team pairs make is helpfully narrating their dice. That doesn't make it easier, it deletes the game. The not knowing is the entire puzzle. Tap the cockpit, don't talk. Cooperative is the no-loser fix. If one person at the table genuinely hates losing, cooperative solves it at the root. Sky team and Codenames Duet put you on the same side, the tension's still there, but it's the two of you against the box, not each other. What should you buy for the partner who hates board games? We all know one. The partner who folds their arms when the box comes out, who calls strategy games homework. I've converted more of those than I can count, and the secret weapon is almost always the same gentle little Trojan horse. Patchwork is the disarming gateway, full stop. You, Rosenberg, wrapped a genuinely clever puzzle in the coziest possible theme. You're buying Tetris-shaped scraps of fabric for buttons and fitting them onto a 9x9 quilt, racing a shared time track. Nobody feels attacked, nobody's pulse spikes, and then three turns in, they realize they're asterisk thinking hard and having a wonderful time, and you've got them. Shut up and sit down nailed white works, they called it perfectly engineered for just two players, no more and no less. A design where every turn is intimately wired to everything else. It looks like a craft project. It plays like a knife fight with very nice manners. The other great equalizer here is Jaipur, a 5-minute teach, a bazaar full of goods to trade and sell, and that lovely agony of, do I cash my small set now, or hold for the bonus and risk you dumping first? A kid, or a total newcomer, can genuinely beat a veteran in either of these, which is exactly why they're the friendliest on-ramps in the hobby. The skill equalizer picks Patchwork, ages 8+, and Jaipur, 10+, are the games where the gap between expert and beginner is small enough that anyone can win. That's not a weakness, it's why they keep the table happy and coming back. The giant killers, which great duels cost under $20, price and depth, don't track the way you'd expect in this corner of the hobby. Some of the sharpest two-player designs ever made fit in a coat pocket and cost less than a takeout dinner. Here's where your 20 bucks goes furthest. Hive is the king of the cheap and deep, nature's chess, a zero-luck abstract with no board at all asterisk. The bug tiles you place become the board, and you race to surround the enemy queen bee. A tiny box hiding an enormous decision space, four hidden action gambits around to win the favor of seven geisha, every move a trap you're laying or one you're dodging. It lands just behind Seven Wonders Duel on a lot of hardcore lists. For a third of the shelf space, every one of these plays in a tier territory for under $20. By the right hive, the base hive set leaves out the best pieces. Hive Pocket includes the Mosquito and Ladybug as standard, get that. 1. It's cheaper, smaller, and strictly better. Cheap doesn't mean shallow, don't let the price tag fool you. Hanamikoji and Hive have skill ceilings as high as anything on this list. The money buys components, it doesn't buy depth. When you want a brain burn, the tournament grade duels some knights you don't want friendly. You want a game that punishes you for being lazy and rewards 100 plays of study. This is the deep end, and it's where two-player gaming gets genuinely competitive. Hive and Hanamikoji are the skill ceiling kings. Hive has near zero luck, every loss is on you, which is bracing or brutal depending on your temperament. Hanamikoji is pure hidden information, a mind game where you bait your opponent into spending their gambits early so you can spring the trap. These are the games where playing the asterisk same rival over and over finally separates skill from variance. Want a Euro brain burn specifically? Targi is the only two-player game ever nominated for Germany's Kennerspiel des Jahres, the Advanced Gamers Award. Workers placed around the edge of a desert grid trigger actions where their rows and columns intersect, and there is never an obvious move. And if you want the genuine summit, there's Twilight Struggle, a 3-hour Cold War card-driven epic that many consider a top 10 game ever made. I'll be honest with you, you will lose your first several games badly. The learning curve is the reward. It's not on the ranked list below because it's a different sport, but committed pairs should know it's out there waiting. Drill the fundamentals in Hive, the discipline is queen mobility, don't wall in your own queen, and learn the Pillbug and Mosquito interactions cold. In Hanamikoji, internalize all four actions before you try to bluff. The trap setting only works once the basics are automatic. Expect to lose to Twilight Struggle. Nobody's first few games of Twilight Struggle are good. The depth that makes it a forever game is the same depth that flattens newcomers. Go in expecting the curve, not a quick win. The player's code, how to keep a two-player rivalry healthy. Here's the thing nobody tells you about two-player games. With no third party at the table, the etiquette matters more asterisk, not less. A bad habit doesn't get diluted across a group. It lands directly on the one person across from you, every time. After enough years, I've boiled my table ethics down to a few rules that keep rivalries warm instead of cold. Call the sudden death tracks out loud. Quietly racing an unannounced instant win in Seven Wonders Duel or Splendor Duel against a newcomer is technically legal and absolutely a cheap shot. Point at the win conditions before game one. Then it's fair game and the win is real. Play the match, not the round. Jaipur, Lost Cities, and Star Realms all carry a luck layer. One swingy deal isn't a verdict on anybody. Agree up front to a best of three or a running tally so variance evens out and nobody storms off over a bad shuffle. Teach by losing, not by crushing. In zero luck duels like Hive and Hanamikoji, a veteran will table a newcomer 10-0. If you want a second game and a third, pull your punches early, narrate your threats, and let the skill gap close on its own. No take backs, but warn the blunder. Committed moves are final, that's the spine of a real duel. But flagging asterisk, are you sure? That opens your queen before they let go of the piece, keeps the games honestly competitive instead of decided by a slip. Keep the cutthroat on the table. Mandala and Watergate are designed to be mean, one reviewer called Mandala pouring sand in your opponent's eyes. That's the love language, not an actual attack. If your pair can't separate the table meanness from the relationship, pick a gentler game and nobody's feelings get hurt. Share the load in co-ops. In the two-player crew variant, the commander runs the dummy hand and does most of the thinking. Trade off who commands between missions so one partner isn't quarterbacking every single round. And in the shared market games, let the non-active player cut the deck, no slow playing to peek at the next reveal. It's a duel, not a poker tell. The culture, the lexicon, and the little joys of playing for two, every corner of this hobby grows its own slang and its own rituals, and the two-player world is no different. Learn the language and you'll read reviews and your opponent a lot faster. A few terms worth carrying in your pocket. Take that direct, often gleeful interference with your opponent. Mandala and Radlin's run on it. Patchwork has almost none. Sudden death track, an instant win condition that ends the game the moment it triggers, regardless of score. The thing you must announce. Brainburn, a game that genuinely taxes your head. A compliment in this circle, a warning in others. Gateway, a game gentle enough to convert a non-gamer. Patchwork and Jaipur are the patron saints. Engine, a self-reinforcing loop you build so each turn does more than the last. Splendor Duel and Star Realms are engines you race to ignite. And the small pleasures that make a two-player ritual stick. A deck of these stays packed and ready in a way a six-player epic never can. Hive Pocket, Star Realms, Lost Cities, and Jaipur all travel anywhere, restaurant tables, long car rides, the gate at the airport. No board, minimal setup, instant tension. That portability turns a game from a once-a-month event into a habit, and the habit is where two-player gaming pays off, the same rival, the same box, getting sharper against each other game after game. Date night versus brain night, sort your shelf by mood. Date night surfaces the warm ones, patchwork sky team codenames duet, where you're relaxed and maybe cooperating. Brain night surfaces the sharks, Hive, Hanamikoji, Seven Wonders duel, where you want a real fight. Same shelf, two completely different evenings. Build a travel kit, pull your no board pocket games into one bag, Hive Pocket, Star Realms, Lost Cities, Jaipur, and keep it by the door. A two-player game you can play in a waiting room is a two-player game you'll actually play 100 times. Final verdict. If you buy one game off this list, buy Seven Wonders Duel. It's the most complete, replayable, decisive two-player experience in print, and it'll still be on your table in a decade. There is no bad answer in the S and a tears, only the answer that's right for the two of you. Pick by mood, point at the sudden death tracks before game one, play the match and not the round, and you'll have a rival ritual that gets better every single time you sit down. Still deciding. Take the game finder, answer 7 quick questions, and the cabinet hands you the one board game built for your table, with a buy link and your own shareable player talisman. Frequently asked questions. What's the single best two-player board game to buy first in 2026? Prefer to cooperate? What's the best two-player game for couples or date night? Patchwork and Seven Wonders Duel are the two most recommended couples picks. Duel has been called one of the best couples games money can buy. If competition causes friction, go cooperative with Sky Team or Codenames Duet so you're winning together instead of beating each other. Jaipur and Splendor Duel are the ideal middle ground, competitive but quick and friendly. Which two-player games are cooperative instead of head-to-head? Sky Team silently landing a plane together is the standout, and it won Game of the Year. Codenames Duet turns the party word game into a tense two-player cooperative. The crew, Mission Deep Sea is a cooperative trick-taking campaign that's superb at 3 or 4 players, but at 2, it uses a fiddly dummy AI hand, so set expectations accordingly. What's the best 2-player game for serious, brain-burning strategy? For Zerolux Skill, Hive Nature's Chess, and Hanamikoji, pure hidden information mind games are the connoisseur picks. For a worker placement brain burn, Targi is the only 2-player game ever nominated for the Kennerspiel des Jahres. And for the genuine deep end, Twilight Struggle is a 3-hour Cold War epic many rate a top 10 game ever, but expect a steep, punishing learning curve. Are these games only for 2 players, or can they scale up? Most of the top picks are 2-play only and built that way. 7 Wonders Duel, Sky Team, Patchwork, Splendor Duel, Watergate, Hive, Hanamikoji, Targi, Mandala, Radlands, and Jaipur. Codenames Duet and the crew can take more players, and the crew is actually better at 3 or 4, while Star Realms supports 2 from a single copy and more with extra sets. Every one of them delivers A-tier play for under $20. What's the catch on the cooperative pick everyone recommends? Sky Team's silence rule is sacred. The temptation is to helpfully narrate your dice or chat through a tricky landing, and that doesn't ease the game, it deletes it. The not knowing is the puzzle. The other honest catch is difficulty. The advanced airport scenarios ramp hard and are genuinely punishing, so don't expect a relaxing evening once you've cleared the early ones.